and local.
Live and local.
This is Sactown Sports.
Styles and Watkins, Sactown Sports, halfway through the show, taking you up to 2 p.m. All guests and callers join us from the Folsom Lake Honda Hotline. Folsom Lake Honda, your one-stop Honda shop. Trades, movement, clinching. So much happened over these last couple days. Chris and myself taking a quick break. So how was the disco party?
It was good. It was all good. Yeah, we did a nice little potluck and a little indoor-outdoor situation. Mm-hmm. Weather wasn't too bad. You weren't here last year, but last year on New Year's, we had one of the worst storms I've ever seen here in Sacramento.
Yeah.
Like trees falling down left and right.
We lost power at our party. Yeah. We were at a huge party, like 50 people, and then it turned into phone lights, Bluetooth speakers, and a fire pit outside. I forgot about that.
That was literally a year ago.
That might have been the craziest storm I've ever been in Sacramento. The wind was wild.
It's the craziest one I can think of.
It was
like,
awesome.
We had to have a tree removed in our backyard because it was going to fall on our garage. It was like a whole thing last year. So, really just glad that it wasn't that. So anything would be better than last year's New Year's. But, yeah, it was a good time, solid, made it to midnight. I know you struggled in that department.
Struggled,
but,
man.
All intents and purposes, it was a good party. It was a good party. Nothing too crazy, though.
Well, the thing about potlucks is how do you deal with the person if there is one of these people that
shows up. A lot of people just showed up.
Either nothing, and then you want to eat, okay?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or you just brought, I mean, what's the line here, right?
I always go for the paper plates guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's big my energy. Paper
That's
plates, napkins.
Chips.
Yeah.
You don't ask if there are any chips needed. You just bring chips.
Very game manager of you, Chris.
Very, very
it's,
game
it's
manager.
It's smart move.
Yeah.
Smart move.
You know, no one ever thinks to bring up, but it's also not really something that's super necessary.
Right.
It is, depending.
It could be pretty important.
On
the spread.
Yeah.
We are getting very close now. We can do this once we get closer to Super Bowl. But yes, we will definitely have the Super Bowl party conversations because there is, you know, you can.
I hate them.
You hate them.
Hate, dude. I'm trying to watch the game. Like, I care about. Like, I'm not trying to hang out.
You don't need to be at a party then.
I feel you there, buddy.
Not for the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Yeah, don't go.
Yeah, I'm
right
not
there
going,
with Nate.
And
I'm
no
right
one's going to invite
him.
Me, and I'm not going.
What if it's a team that you just? So
no.
I've seen the one that I've seen my wife struggle with is she's big on the halftime.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah,
if you
for
go
sure.
to a place, a party, and she, for some reason, she thinks that other people might care to watch the halftime when a lot of people don't, right? Some people do. It just depends on the year, for sure. Who's performing, who you're watching the game with. So if we end up at a place and, you know, it was Bruno Mars or something and she's not, you know, they're not, whoever's there, majority of the people don't seem to care, really ticks her off because she can't hear the performance.
Yeah,
so,
people are talking.
You know, ultimately, I think what we're all saying is stay away from Super Bowl parties. Unless you go to a Super Bowl party if you don't really care about the game.
Anything.
Yeah.
You don't care about anything.
When people sit there and they say, did you see this commercial, that commercial? I'm always, no.
No, I didn't.
Because, I mean, I might have seen it, but I didn't hear it because people were talking.
Yeah. No. I sit, I absorb it all. I watch it. I'm a fan of the sport.
Yeah. I'm just in general, I'm kind of out on, like, sport watching parties. If I have any interest in the game at all, like, I have to talk about the game or anything like that, I have to be as solo dolo as I could possibly be.
I have an example of this that just happened to me. That Lions game where they got robbed, I didn't mean to watch it. I just went out to meet some friends. It's on the TV at this place we're at. It's loud. You can't hear. I didn't know what was going on.
Right.
When they didn't check in eligible. Where I'm watching that game, I thought Detroit just won.
Right.
I can't hear anything. I didn't know there wasn't an eligible man. I didn't even know it was a tackle that caught the ball.
Yeah.
It was just there's so much going on.
Right.
I hate that. I hate it.
Yeah,
if you're gonna with you.
Well, if you're gonna watch out, well, we'll ask. Hey, are you gonna put the set? We won't stay if we actually care.
Yeah,
you got to put the sound on,
bro. It doesn't always matter though. Like you can't hear everything. Like I need to hear when they're calling up Dean Blandino.
You don't need to watch it out then.
Yeah, you're right.
Hey, can you guys turn up Dean?
Yeah.
Hello. What's he saying?
Or what about our guy from SAC? Why am I blanking on his name?
Pereira.
Yeah, Mike Pereira.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sacramento legend.
There you go.
Him and LeVar Burton.
There you go. Well, hey, hopefully we will be talking about the Niners in the Super Bowl as Nate avoids any Super Bowl parties, regardless of whether they are in or out. And we can do the same thing as it pertains to the NBA Finals and the Sacramento Kings. I mean, that might be a little bit different because, I don't know, I think basketball...
I'm out.
Yeah, still, well, I know I'm you're out. I already knew you were out. Yeah. I thought maybe I could pull Nate back in because football is a little bit different. I know, you know, football is his baby, so I thought...
Kings are a little different. I mean, yeah, I don't know.
See, there you go. There you go. But to get there, you're going to have to...
Katie and Drapes, though, man.
Well, that's true. Yeah. That's true. And Mark. Cooler than the other side.
Or G-Man, wherever.
G-Man as well.
I'm not working.
Now, in order for the Kings to get there, they got to take care of business when it's time for them to take care of business, which would mean not necessarily covering. Who cares if you cover or not? But beating a Charlotte Hornets team that is missing LaMelo Ball, Gordon Hayward, Mark Williams. Terry Rozier is doubtful with an illness. And Frank Nikina. So there are... A lot of guys missing.
That's insane. there's no reason for the Kings to lose. Again, like, unless we're going to all, you know, stand witness to P.J. Washington dropping 45 points. And, maybe if Terry Rozier plays, maybe he can have a big night. I cannot see how the Kings possibly lose this game. And I've said it before when they play the Hornets. And the Hornets do, in a weird way, give the Kings some battles. I keep bringing up P.J. Washington because he did have a 30-point game against the Kings in Golden 1 Center a few years back. You know, it's one of those things where you can't with this team, I don't think you can confidently say anything. And that's when earlier when we were talking about the spread of this game, I cannot believe that the Kings are favored by so much. Of course, they should definitely be favored. There's no reason, again, for them to lose this game. But this year, I was just looking at the point differentials on the season, and that game on Sunday, the game in Memphis, was the Kings' biggest blowout of the entire season. 21 points, I think it was. They just haven't beaten teams up that bad, especially not the most obvious teams in the league where it's like, you know, you should be able – I'm sorry, 30. It was 31-point win in Memphis. But you should be able to take down, you know, the Wizards. And granted, the Kings haven't had the easiest schedule, so there's not tons of layup opportunities there. But even that Spurs game that was in San Antonio, if you remember, the Spurs were up like 27-8 or something like that to start that game. The Kings have not taken care or made those games super easy on themselves. So I got to see it with my own eyes. I'd love to see it happen. Everything's laid out perfectly for the Kings to take advantage, but I just got to see it first.
How many times, right, and honestly, you know, you look and you see, okay, well, they beat the Wizards by 12, which is definitely respectable.
Yeah.
It's just real deal blowouts to where – okay, how many times have the Kings been able to rest guys?
The entire fourth quarter.
The entire fourth or halfway through the fourth. All we've really seen is maybe 2 minutes of Kessler Edwards or whoever, and that's it, right? Okay, 2 minutes. De'Aaron just made another three, which made it, I don't know, 15 with 2 minutes left. Okay, now we can sub our guys out, so... maybe tonight's the night. I mean, the Hornets, again, another team.
Bad.
You talk about what their plan is. They are struggling. I mean, are they going to sell? People have brought up the P.J. Washingtons of the world and some of these guys. LaMelo can't seem to stay on the floor, to be completely honest with you.
There's the ugly side, too, where it's like they just bring back Miles Bridges.
Yeah.
And they're definitely not going to be able to trade him. And I think I heard the other day that there's no plans to bring him back past this year, so you're just kind of losing a guy who was at one point a really big young star for you, and you're just not going to be able to replace him.
And who was the other one? Kai Jones?
Kai Jones. Oh, my gosh.
And that guy, hopefully
just completely tanked his own value.
Yeah, hopefully he's getting the help he needs. He's out now trying to figure his stuff out. So, yeah, the Hornets are a complete mess, and the Kings need to take advantage of it, to be completely honest.
Absolutely. I mean – no LaMelo. There's no reason why this game should be close. Should be one of those nights where, yeah, you take care of it by the fourth quarter. No one should play. You mentioned they got the back-to-back against a really good Orlando team the night before. Just take care of business. There's no reason why this thing should go bad. And, you know, tonight I think it's a good night for, you know, some of the guys lower down in the rotation to kind of get things going. Maybe tonight's a good opportunity. Give Kevin Huerter 10 shots and let him, you know, maybe work through his shooting slump. Another opportunity for Malik Monk as well. I mean, this is a dude who's facing his former team. He's talked a lot this year about how he was almost out of the league with his time in Charlotte. I think he would probably blame himself more so than the organization for that. But I'm sure there's still some not so friendly feelings about his time there. So, yeah, I think tonight is a lot more, less so about De'Aaron and Domas and a lot more about the other guys potentially getting into rhythm and having a big night.
Yeah, if it was, I mean, even we'll see about Terry. If Terry Rozier plays and it just becomes the scary Terry show,
yeah,
maybe you don't cover, but you still should win either way. So
that's
where I'm at. With that, got to get to a break. When we get back, Swipe of the Fox, more like Snipe of the Fox. De'Aaron Fox and his three-point shooting is here to stay. And it's time we respect him as a shooter, not just a mid-range guy and somebody that can get to the hoop. We'll talk about it. We got numbers. When we get back, Styles and Watkins, Sactown Sports.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money on your kitchen project at Menards. We carry everything you need to turn your kitchen dreams into reality. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free design estimates today. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Sactown Sports.
Check us out on YouTube. Search Sactown Sports and subscribe.
Well, well, well. Styles and Watkins, Sactown Sports, taking you up to 2 p.m. I promise you, we don't do a ton of victory lapping on this show, which, you know, I think it's because we're humble guys.
Yeah.
Right?
Let our work do the talk.
We let our work do the talk. But here on FanDuel TV, Run It Back, you know, the show with Michelle Beadle.
I do not know the show, but.
Well, they got in trouble because Chandler Parsons had something to say about Ja Morant. Well, Shams Charania is on that show. And Shams, this is 15 minutes ago.
Uh-oh.
Shams says the Knicks will always have interest in Karl Anthony Towns.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I mean, again, it makes a lot of sense. All the connective tissues make tons of sense. He's a, you know, New York, New Jersey guy. He's Kentucky guy, and that Knicks organization, since Leon Rose got in charge, has really brought in, you know, they bring in just guys with the college pedigree. Right. You see all the Villanova guys. They had an obsession with the Kentucky guys for a little, whether it was Randall and Quickly and Mitchell Robinson, I don't think went there, but they had a couple different Kentucky guys over there. So that connection makes sense. And, you know, Karl Anthony Towns also is a dude who feels like he feels as if he's a bigger star than what he is right now. And I think he would probably very much welcome the New York-ness of what comes with being a Knickerbocker.
Yes. Now, they do go on to say that nothing, or he goes on to say nothing has materialized as of yet, but it's something.
Sounds
that,
like an inevitability, doesn't it?
I mean, right.
They always have it. Okay.
Right.
Like, just, Shams doesn't just go out and say that.
Exactly. Either. So we will continue to keep an eye on that and see what else happens. I mean, I know that the Knicks have a lot of, you know, they have a lot of chips that they feel that they can play with, but a lot of people said, well, you use a lot of your assets on OG.
Yeah.
So there's no way you're keeping Julius Randle.
You can't. No, I don't think so. I don't really think it makes a lot of sense. But I think that, yeah, if the Knicks, especially like we're hearing, if the Knicks are going to make another move, to your point, with what assets? Because I don't think they're definitely not getting rid of Brunson anytime soon. No. I mean, they do have Josh Hart and DiVincenzo, some of the Villanova guys, but that's not going to swing a trade.
A similar guys.
Pretty much the
right.
Same
Do
thing.
You need Josh Hart and DiVincenzo?
Probably not. No, I would say not. I think Josh Hart probably does the things you want Dante to do more consistently. I really like Dante DiVincenzo. Mm. I think the Kings should have kept him. But I think that that's the most logical move is, let's try and, like I said earlier, like you can get something for Julius Randle. Whether or not any other team thinks he's the star that Julius Randle thinks he is, doesn't really matter, because you can definitely, that's a dude where the numbers speak for itself. He's going to have a certain level of worth. And if you can get some pieces that'll actually help you contribute towards winning and getting past the second round, I think the Knicks will be better off for it. And you still are the New York Knicks at the end of the day. You could probably get somebody in free agency if you start to build some real momentum.
Yeah, we're already starting to see it, and I don't think it's going to go anywhere anytime soon, especially if the Knicks keep winning. So there you have it, Shams.
Go New York, go New York.
They will always have interest in Karl Anthony Towns.
It's like a movie.
It's this is what movies are made of. This is what movies are made of. And see how deep your voice, his voice in New York would get incredibly deep.
Yeah.
So I think I need that. I really do think I need that. As we talk about somebody who is also changing the game and changing his game, Swipe of the Fox.
Man.
Also known as Snipe of the Fox, because
these days
De'Aaron Fox is a better shooter than your favorite player. Unless your favorite player is one of about three people in the league. He's shooting it at a ridiculous clip right now.
Insane. It just it doesn't make sense. It really doesn't. I've been trying to make it make sense, and it's just ridiculous. Like, the leap from last year to this year is insane, but just there was no precedent to it. Like, we've seen De'Aaron just kind of slowly improve, and his free throw numbers have gotten a little bit better and a little bit better year after year, but not from becoming a guy who if you're shooting 32% from three, you're a below average 3-point shooter.
Yeah.
Every single player who is a below average 3-point shooter, you're just hoping, can you be passable? Can you be okay? Can you get to 36, 37%? De'Aaron's at 40 freaking percent on 8.8 threes per game or that. Like, it's so legit. And then I pulled up some of the deeper three-point numbers as well. So I mentioned 40% on threes on 8.8 attempts, both are career highs. But then you look at the underlying numbers, and they're almost more insane. Mm-hmm. I heard on the broadcast, Katie mentioned the catch-and-shoot numbers, 40% on catch and shoots on 3.4 attempts. That's right where you want to be. To me, the most impressive number, pull-ups. The pull-up attempts are on a different level. Yeah. 25% of his threes are pull-up threes. He's shooting 41.1% on 5.4 attempts on pull-up three-pointers. Those are the toughest ones to take. Yeah. I also looked yesterday at the leaders in pull-up threes. De'Aaron is, I believe, like eighth in attempts of 8th in attempts of pull-up threes. He has the highest percentage knocking down those pull-up threes. So the fact that he's got it on high volume, but also high efficiency as well. And then one last number for you, wide open threes, the easiest ones, okay. The ones that even I would expect Davion Mitchell to shoot near 40%. De'Aaron Fox on wide open threes this season, 46.2%. On 3.3 wide open threes per game. That's like all of those numbers tell me this is legit. This is here to stay. This is not just some hot shooting streak. Mm-hmm. This is not a flash in the pan. All of those numbers continue to back each other up, and them all being over 40%. It's just insane. And I never thought his game would ever add this level of shooting. It's nuts.
Yeah, this is way more than I think people like you expected, and people and everybody.
I would love to give De'Aaron Fox truth serum, to be honest. Right. I would love to hear him and realistically hear, like, I know you always thought you were a good shooter, but like, come on, bro. 40% on eight threes.
Right.
Like, what? And you're averaging 30 points per game. Like, we're talking like Steph numbers. Mm-hmm. Like, these are legitimately Steph Curry numbers. I'm not saying the dude has turned into Steph Curry, but.
Well, he's wearing his shoes.
It's not far off. He's going to change his number pretty soon.
His number pretty soon, you know. So, look, this opens up the game so much because the type of defenders that you have to put on De'Aaron, that changes as well. I mean, the PNR is a complete nightmare for other teams right now because De'Aaron is still one of, if not the fastest player with the ball in his hands on the court. So you got to respect that always. But then if you drag off, he's gonna get you.
Yeah.
So if you get too close and you say, okay, I'm gonna make sure that he doesn't shoot this one right in my eye, then you get blown by, and you're behind at all times. So I think it's gonna open up the offense, or it already has. And the more he does this, the more he's going to get that recognition. We've talked about De'Aaron and not really having that calling card. As far as what is it that he does well, not just on the court, but from a media standpoint, what can kind of be his calling card so that he gets more of that national attention and shooting like this and shooting with no regard? I mean, there's only one Steph and there's only one Damian Lillard, but past that, he's starting to be a little bit more brazen with his shooting.
For sure.
And the confidence is through the roof, and he continues to shoot like this. Especially on big stages, we're going to have some of those conversations. He's starting to creep up a couple ladders. I saw him pop up number eight on one MVP ladder.
Okay.
So we will continue to monitor that. Got to get to a break. When we get back, continuing to talk Kings and their upcoming schedule. This is that easy stretch. Can they take advantage? Styles and Watkins, Sactown Sports.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money on your kitchen project at Menards. We carry everything you need to turn your kitchen dreams into reality. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free design estimates today. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
Sports. Call or text at 916-339-1140.
Sal's and Watkins, Sacktown Sports, taking you up to 2 p.m. Talking Niners, talking Kings. Kings Hornets going down tonight. And they better show up, the Kings.
Freaking better. It would be, I mean, we were talking about it earlier today on the Crosstalk. Would it be the worst loss of the season if not, if they don't show up tonight? It would probably feel like it. I think we would probably leave the game pretty emotionally dejected, and like even if it takes like a game winning half court shot or something for the Hornets to win, it would feel like we shouldn't be in this opportunity in the first place. I would still possibly contest that Portland should deserve to be up there. There's really no reason for them to lose to the Blazers the other night.
That's got to be it. I think recency bias is kicking in with the Hornets.
Yeah.
Like, I think because they were missing Scoot, right? Or Shaden.
Yeah, they didn't have Shaden Sharp, and they didn't have DeAndre Ayton as well.
Yeah, so
you can at least say like, oh, at least, you know, Portland was at home. You know, there's no reason to... So if you're the Kings, you shouldn't lose to the Hornets at home.
Yeah. The last time the Hornets won a game.
In general?
Yeah, was December 8th.
No way. For real?
Yeah.
It's almost been almost a calendar.
Almost a month?
Yeah, they beat the Hornets December 8th.
Or who they beat?
Or the Raptors.
There you go.
Then they lost to the Heat.
Man, the Raptors are just...
Yeah.
They're the
they lost to the Heat twice, and they lost to the Pelicans, and they lost to the Sixers. They lost to the Raptors. They lost to the Pacers. Lost to the Nuggets. Lost to the Clippers. Lost to the Lakers.
Ooh, those are all pretty good teams.
Lost to the Nuggets.
It's a tough stretch.
Now tonight they have the Kings.
Yeah, I mean, you just got to keep them down. I mean, this is, again, another one of those situations where knowing that, you have to come out hot. Like, and I don't mean you have to come out shooting on fire, but you cannot let the Hornets get into rhythm. You cannot, even if the Kings side aren't hitting shots, you need to make it difficult on the Hornets. Even if, and like, this is one of those where, seriously, like, you don't need to play 48 minutes of good defense. If you play, you know, 15, give them like a quarter and a half of some real defense. I have a tough time believing that the Hornets would struggle for a quarter and a half and then all of a sudden just find it. I think if you can put them behind the eight ball early, make them feel down on themselves, make them feel that 11-game losing streak a bit, to me, it's, yeah, this game is won in the first 15, 20 minutes.
There's some depressing teams out here this season.
Yeah, I'm glad the Kings aren't one of them.
I mean, the Pistons,
we spent our time.
The Hornets, so just looking at the Nuggets, just to see who the Hornets Nuggets when they played yesterday, you had Miles Bridges with 26, 9, and 5.
Ooh.
He's gonna get booed a lot.
He better.
Bryce McGowan's
I'm sorry?
With 10 points. Nick Richards with 15 points.
Okay.
Brandon Miller. 15
okay, I forgot
points.
About Brandon Miller.
Ish Smith, champion.
Wow.
NBA
yeah,
champion.
NBA champ. Put some respect.
Ish Smith. And here's Brendan.
That was their starting lineup?
I'm just doing it based on numbers.
Okay.
I don't know who started.
Like, man, I mean, that's
and
nuts.
Here is Brendan Nunez's boy, PJ Washington. 6 points, 6 rebounds in 26 minutes.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Wonder if tonight will be a little bit of a showcase opportunity for him, too. You know, sometimes, you know, play, even though like a team might not say, like, hey, here you go, PJ, starting lineup, all that, PJ might say, look, if I play well tonight, like, you know, maybe, yeah, maybe Sacramento starts to feel good about me. Maybe, you know, I can just get moved over here, just change situations. I think all that stuff is very, very real.
Who was it? It was a football game. Who was it? It was an NFL game, I think, when the player said, come get me.
Oh, I do remember that.
Come get me.
Yeah, I can't remember what that was, but I remember him saying,
that come. That sounds very Odell.
Oh, it's so was it does. Odell? That does sound
Beckham
just like
has
Odell.
Reportedly been vocal about his desire the for the Browns to trade him after the 2019 season. Fox Sports' Jay Glazer has reported on the situation for two straight weeks, highlighting the wideout's unhappiness, saying he's told multiple teams to come get me this offseason. That was 2019.
That's insane.
And
that
come get out. Me. That this is PJ well. Washington today. Come get me. That's hey, so Odell, funny. Super Bowl champion. Oh, he was cooking in that game.
What college,
too.
Though, Alan?
Hey, LSU?
What? Oh, LSU. All right. You're always just talking about whatever. Never mind.
Yeah. Come get me. That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah, every time PJ does anything tonight, come get me. Hey, Monty, you see?
Monty,
come get me.
Come get me. I'm
got
ready.
A nice little puffer vest. Okay.
6 minutes and 26.
Okay.
6-6 and 26. Come get me.
That's like, I mean, you know, if you're deep into Kings fandom and you're looking for something to look for when this game is hopefully a 25-point blowout in the middle third, yeah, just take a look at PJ Washington.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just see, look how he moves. Just try and imagine, okay, what would this look like if he, like, how mobile is he? Okay, defensively, is he? I think he can be a good rim protector. Mm-hmm. Are you seeing some things there? So it's going to be a nice little subplot to have in the back of your mind tonight.
Couple games ago against the Suns, Friday, December 29th, PJ Washington, 28 minutes, 13 points, 4 boards, 4 assists. Come get me. Come get me. I'm waiting.
Yeah, that's that kind of performance. That's not quite of a come get me. That's
Terry Rozier, 42 points. Someone come get scary Terry.
He's the one who you really need to worry. I mean, I could see, you know, Brandon Miller having a good game tonight. He played some games in the Cal Classic and kind of found his game a little bit early there. So maybe there's some comfortability just kind of being in a familiar gym during your rookie season where that's not typically the case. But I mean, yeah, if Scary Terry's not playing tonight, I mean, again, there's absolutely no reason. And there really shouldn't be anybody who scores over 25 if Terry's not out there.
No. 916-339-1140. All guests and callers join us from the Folsom Lake Honda hotline. Folsom Lake Honda, your one-stop Honda shop. Let's get out to Steven, who wants to be a part of the conversation. What's up, Steven? Happy New Year. What you got for us?
Happy New Year to both of you gentlemen, man.
Thank you.
Nice to talk to you guys again, man, you know. Real quick, random kind of G-Man related. I just learned over the weekend that he used to be a pit lane reporter for the NHRA and IndyCar racing. And I did not know that. I don't know if you guys knew that. You guys probably did. I used to be big into drag racing as a kid. And I really never, ever in my life put two and two together. I just learned that he used to work for the big four-letter network and used to do that. So did that for a number of years, called a number of good races. So I don't know if you guys knew that. I just wanted to share that with you guys and the populace. So, yeah, dude.
Thank you,
G-Man
Steven.
Just doing legendary G-Man things.
That's
man,
what he does.
You know?
That's what he does. That's literally what he does. He's just a legend. He's just
literally.
A walking legend, dude. It's insane. It's absolutely crazy. Yes, appreciate that bit of insight, Steven.
There you go, Steven. Yeah, and really, I mean, G-Man,
just
he's
going
well, he's had so much to be excited about even this season.
Oh, yeah.
Right? From the 47 points to just kind of experiencing De'Aaron Fox and his rise. We got to get him on the show. We'll talk to him.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll talk to him. We'll get him on the show and, you know, kind of peel the curtains back for any questions anybody may have, right? And you can hear G-Man tonight as the Kings take on the Hornets right here on the Kings flagship.
Oh, yeah.
If I were to guess, and I know it wasn't as much of a players rah-rah meeting, I want to believe that in the year of 2024, the Kings will say enough is enough with these lackadaisical efforts, right? Not to say that they won't lose games, but you got to be competitive. You got to stop just not showing up, and you got Malik Monk. It's funny when I think I've talked about my old boss on this show before, how he knew he would cut people off, right? He was very bad at trying to finish sentences cutting people off, right? He's very bad at that. But he knew it. Even though he knew it, he would still do it. Maybe he got a little bit better, but he would still do it. And with the Kings now, with Malik Monk being as open as he is, they know that they have not a lazy problem, but they have a problem coming out flat, right? Now, as they say, it's one thing to acknowledge, or that's the first step.
It's the first step.
But now what do you do?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, I do think it's a big step for them to, and I'm sure Mike Brown's been telling them for as long as he's been telling us that they need some more internal leadership. But, I mean, yeah, I think that it's hopefully something that just doesn't have to happen. I mean, I think the fact that Malik says that it is laziness as well, I think is really telling to the fact that something we talked about last week, it's not the game plan either. Like, mm-hmm. it's just the fact that these guys on given nights are giving up. And it you know, we've seen them now, whether it be the Atlanta game or that Golden State game earlier this season. If you play for 48 minutes more times than – if you play hard for 48 minutes, more times than not, the game will present itself an opportunity for you to steal it. And too many times it's just felt like they've completely given up. I mean, those two New Orleans games and even the third New Orleans game and more so those two Houston games, the Clipper game. It feels like when things are spiraling, mm-hmm. they just tumble and tumble and tumble and avalanche. And there's not really any trying to stop it. And even if you can't get the result – I think there's value in just trying to patch together the game and make sure it doesn't become a 25-point loss or something like that. I think that too many times this year there's just been allowing it to snowball, and I think a lot of that is the internal leadership of just saying, we need to have some pride here. And at the end of the day, I don't care if you're tired. I don't care if we practice. We're all tired. We all can acknowledge we're getting beat right now, but I'm not going to get beat on this. Like, I just think there's a lot of pride that comes along with that. And, hopefully all that's left in 2023.
Got to get to a break. When we get back, more Kings talk as they are on a softer stretch in their schedule. Can they take advantage? Mike, I see you. We will get to you right after this quick break. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money at Menards. Add comfort to your life with Menards' great selection of Serta mattresses. Find the perfect mattress that fits your size and firmness needs. Hurry in today and pick up a Serta Gel memory foam mattress in a box on sale now through May 27. Take control of your comfort with Serta mattresses at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Live and local.
This is Sacktown Sports.
Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports, taking you up to 2 p.m. We will have our Truck Smart Drive of the Week here at 1 o'clock. Our first Truck Smart Drive of the Week of 2024. Still talking Kings. Still talking a little bit of Niners. Have our dog segment at 1:30. Let's get out to Mike, who's been waiting through the break. 916-339-1140. If you want to be a part of the conversation. What's up, Mike? You're on Styles and Watkins. What you got for us?
Hey guys, I got a come get me story for you that's old school.
Okay.
I used to work in Hawaii, and we did the Pro Bowl a lot and stuff like that. And I flew from here to Hawaii and sat next to Willie Brown, who was on the Raiders. Mm-hmm. And he told me a story that when Terry Bradshaw was going through all his stuff with Chuck Knoll at the beginning before they started winning, mm-hmm. went to Al Davis and said, please come and get me. Please come and get me. And I laughed and I go, is that true? He goes, yeah. And then Terry Bradshaw actually told the story on TV.
Wow.
He did say that. So, and it used to, apparently, from according to Willie, that used to happen all the time back in the day because those guys didn't make anything but peanuts anyway, mm-hmm. and it was a lot easier to get them.
Wow, that is interesting.
That's incredible.
Could you imagine if Terry Bradshaw had been the quarterback of the Raiders?
Oh my gosh! Like,
yeah, I know that exactly. I mean, personally, I like Kenny Stabler better, but nevertheless, that would have been something.
Yeah,
man. Yeah. There's an old school come get me story.
Yeah, that's a big what if.
No,
right
that
there.
Is good stuff. Thank you for that, Mike. Yeah, come get me. And now with social media, right? Because was there no tampering back then?
No. Oh, there's no way. There's no way they cared about things like tampering. They were like, please. There's like actual real conflicts going on. We don't care about our football players talking with other organizations.
I think it matters if a plumbing company tried to steal one of the players more than the NFL.
Back in the day,
they'd
be like,
you
got to
come back to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come back to
you got to take the family business. Sir.
Quit messing around with that leather ball, dude. Yeah.
You're the best we've ever seen, dude. I've never seen somebody unclog as many toilets as you and that.
You're
speed,
a hero.
Actually, you know what? Now that you said this, this kind of combines back for a conversation about the bowl games, because I'm watching TV and there's these bowl games on that I just really, you know, just really couldn't care less about, to be completely honest with you. And like we said, I watched the college football playoffs. I'm not talking about that. So this is what I saw. I have a friend who is a plumber, right?
Okay.
And I'm flipping through. Don't give me that look, Nate. Just hold on here.
I'm just thinking about Joe the plumber. You guys remember that?
Just hold on here. So I'm flipping through, and it's not the Ocho, but this is CBS Network.
Oh, gosh.
And what is on?
Don't say like the plumber. The
Mario Brothers.
What is on? The Plumbing National Championship.
Oh, my gosh.
What even is that?
It was a whole, it was like the Trade Olympics almost.
Yeah.
Well, it was a Trade Olympics, but this was specifically the Plumbing National Championship. Wow. So I looked it up. I sent it off to my friend that's a plumber. I said, dude, you got to do this. Listen to this.
He said, dude, you don't even want to get into the politics,
five,
dude.
The top five qualify for the national championship in Tampa.
Okay.
The top five.
It's
so you turn it,
for it.
You turn on the TV and it's just dudes.
Yeah, just plunging
plumbing,
away. Yeah.
Just putting together a toilet.
Wrenches
or, you know,
and
just
such.
It's all getting put together. The top five scoring plumbing competitors from round two will qualify for the 2023 U.S. Plumbing Championship.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Where's that held?
Hold on.
Got to be in Vegas.
Hold on. They will receive an all-expense-paid trip to Tampa, Florida to go head-to-head in a live competition to win their share of $20,000 in cash and prizes.
Their share.
The competition will be broadcast on CBS Sports Network, highlighting this incredible competition, celebrating the finalists, their skills, and the entire industry.
You probably make more just plumbing.
Just plumbing. Just go to work.
Definitely. Especially if you're at that level, dude, you're highly sought after.
Yeah, dude.
916-339-1140. Do you know anyone in the trade championships? Do you know anyone in the plumbing championships? It was really on TV.
That's wild.
I believe you.
That definitely starts to bring up the.
Here you go. I got this for
what
you.
What should classify as a sport?
It's
here?
Not a sport. So I'm playing this for Chris right now. The recording. There you go.
Says the plumbing national championship.
And they're just in a warehouse.
Is he like putting in insulation?
How do they clog it? They have someone just eat a bunch of Taco Bell
toilets.
Like, what do they do?
They're not just unclogging.
It's sponsored by Taco Bell.
They're putting together.
That's a two for one right there.
They're putting
dude.
Together the whole shebang-a-bang. Plumbing
It's like, sign me up for a toilet clogger, please. Yeah. I would love the esteemed. Yeah.
I want my share of the $20,000.
Yeah, share of $20,000.
1/500th of the $20,000.
No, but when I was watching, they said, hey, we hope that this can, you know, if I win, bring in some more business. You are a championship plumber, right, to your plumbing company.
I just imagine someone on Yelp being like, whoa, United's 2023 United States National Champion plumber. Sign me up.
This is way better than the Pop-Tart Bowl.
Now, the problem is, I actually, you know,
I feel like that would be an excuse to raise prices, which would make me less likely to use your service.
Right. Like, right.
If you're going to say, I'm a
premium. It's like a Michelin star.
Yeah.
It's a Michelin star for
pretty
plumbing.
Pretty much.
You got to raise prices. I'm not just some Joe Schmo plumber. I'm the champ.
I'm literally not just Joe the plumber.
I got a piece of $20,000.
If I won this,
I got my share.
I'm taking that share of $20,000 and I'm getting a ring. I'm getting a championship ring.
Yeah, just waste the money you got.
Yeah,
totally. Yeah,
I would weld it myself.
Yeah, and I'm going to put a nice little ribbon or something on my truck, on my plumbing car that says, you know, 2023 United States national champion.
That's how bad things are right now.
What's up, Mario and Luigi?
Yeah, where are y'all at?
Yeah, where are you at?
That's how bad things are with bowl games right now.
Right. It's gotten that bad.
Toilet bowl games.
Okay.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
That's
really
not
bad.
I'll give that a 2.
It was decent.
I'll give that a 2. As we make our way from the toilet back to the Kings.
There you go.
Oh, man.
Sure.
Well, it's a,
they used to be next-door neighbors.
There is no easy transition out
there
of that
is,
one.
There is none. From plumbing championships to the NBA Finals, we hope that the winner comes out of Sacramento.
Hopefully they get more than a piece of 20 grand, too.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. There you go. And you have the Kings now really trying to solidify themselves as – If there's the play-in now, but really the big thing is, and I think it was before the Heat last season, the lowest seed, and the Heat didn't win the whole thing.
Right.
Wasn't it the Rockets who won as a 6 seed 1 year?
In terms of the actual finals
Actual finals.
Yeah, I think so, and I think that was, I could be way off base here, but I believe it was in the shortened season as well, so like records were a little, you know, wonky, if you will.
Sure.
Yeah, I believe that's the lowest seed to ever win. So, I mean, yeah, realistically, I mean, if you don't have home court advantage at the very least, you're climbing a very uphill battle.
Yeah, so that's the difference between being taken seriously. And that 5 where I believe the Kings are, they have been.
Yeah, I think they're tied for 5th right now.
That is the line. I don't know if anybody is believing that you can actually get this thing done if you fall under that 4 seed.
Yeah, it'd be tough. I mean, at that point, you would obviously have to beat a better team in the first round if you're a 6 seed, and then you don't have home court advantage in that first series. You're not going to have it in the second series, and I don't think I can't remember exactly how they determine, but you're more than likely not going to get home court advantage in any of the rounds, and that's already, especially in basketball, it's kind of the last sport where it feels like home court advantage matters even a little bit. You're just putting yourself behind the 8 ball. And realistically, I mean, if you finish the regular season 6th, that means that you had some ups, but you also definitely had some downs, unless you're kind of like a Memphis team or something where you started so far behind and just worked your way all the way up. It feels like if you're a 6 seed, you're probably a pretty flawed team in the first place.
Right. And that's why a lot of people say that the 7-game series actually shows.
It's the best, I think.
The best, right? Because. Yeah. I mean, you look at some of these, the New York Giants and the Eli Manning, those teams that just get hot.
Run.
You can get hot for one game, but getting hot throughout the course of multiple 7-game series, a lot of times isn't the case. It doesn't happen.
Even like 3 games, you know, like Joe Flacco had 3 games or, you know, even last year in the conference finals, like which I know we're seeing one of the Martin twins. I don't know which one. Was it Caleb who went crazy last year? It was Caleb who went crazy last year. He was able to do it for like 3 or 4 games, and then you end up seeing, I mean, Boston was the better team.
Yeah.
They turned it at least into 7 games. I think 7's always been the best. I don't know how you feel about the baseball being, because I know the first round is 5 and then the second 7. But to me, the 7-game series, I feel like 99 out of 100 times you'll feel like you got the better team out of that.
Right. Baseball is struggling with the 5-game series and really a whole long season to prove who's the best, right, and then not feeling like whether it's that three game,
yeah, you got to figure out the home road and, split, yeah, too.
It's just a matter of, hey, do we want some random hot team? Do we want the Diamondbacks, right, to go?
Is that actually good for baseball? Best for baseball?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. But if it's, the problem is the inconsistency of the 7-game versus the 5-game. So yeah. I think that's the difference in what they're struggling with in baseball. All right, got to get to a break. When we get back, we will have our Truck Smart Drive of the Week. See who gets the crown this week when we get back. And we will talk about the Kings' woes when they have back-to-back games. And later on, bowl games. Why do people not care about bowl games anymore? Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.